This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Bears have been working together. Monster game coming up this weekend. Northern Colorado taking on Sacramento State. Both teams receiving votes in the top 25. My guess is the winner might actually get ranked and put in that top 25. Joining me now, one of the guys responsible for this turnaround that I have never witnessed with the UNC Bears, and that is quarterback Eric Gibson Jr. Man, Eric, thanks so much for giving us some time today. Really appreciate you. I know you got a busy schedule, but we wanted to get a chance to talk to you, man. It's been so fun to watch you this season.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you so much. And I'm blessed and extremely grateful to be up here and share some things with you.
Yeah. First off, when I was out at practice, I don't know, man. It was maybe spring or maybe it was sometime in the off season. I just remember watching you and just how supportive you were of all your teammates, of Peter Castelli, of the other quarterbacks, just constantly clapping, cheering, going at defensive backs. And then after practice, I like to tell a story. I'm watching you. I'm talking to Coach Lamb, and you're standing back waiting to talk to Coach. And I don't know why that stood out to me. I mean, you just struck me right off the bat of a guy that's like, hey, Coach, what do I need to do? And Coach Lamb brought this story up today, said you wanted to talk to him at some point in the offseason, and he assumed you were going to be like, hey, what do I got to do to be the starting quarterback? And you said, what do I got to do to be the best number two quarterback I can be? That's phenomenal, man.
Yeah. You know, obviously I wanted to have a sit down with Coach Lamb and talk. You know, everyone wants to be the starter. Everyone wants to be the guy. But I would say, you know, the most important thing for me was understanding my role on this team, you know, and if that was being one play away and you know, being ready for my opportunity, then that's what it was. But one thing that I kind of prided myself on was week in, week out, preparing like I was a starter, whether I was second or whether I was fifth, you know, watching film, throwing extra with the receivers, you know, that's what kind of helped me just keep trucking along. You know, I prepared like every Saturday I was going to go out there and play.
We're talking to Eric Gibson Jr., quarterback for the UNC Bears, and I love that mindset. And this is so interesting, too, because, you know, last year was kind of the same situation to start. Peter Castelli goes down, other quarterbacks come in, they go down, and the Bears just never really found that footing. And with you, I mean, I'm seeing a quarterback, and I'm seeing a team, I'm seeing an offense that's just getting better every single week.
Right, yeah, I mean, the main thing for us offensively is, you know, over the past couple of weeks, we've been just trying to do a better job of starting fast. And, I mean, that showed this past game. We went down first drive and scored, and the Kibbe Dome was quiet, and our sideline was electric. But, yeah, I mean, our mindset is we're going to throw the ball. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to take violent shots. You know, our receivers, you give them the ball in the air, they're going to take it out of the air. And I tell them that, you know, in meetings, in the morning and in practice, hey, look, when I throw the ball up to you, right, I'm going to, one, give you a chance, and two, I'm trusting that you're going to take it out of the air. Every ball in the air is yours. Like, take it out of the air. So, you know, we love to throw the football. We've been kind of moving in that direction. And, you know, I'm just super grateful for Coach Lamb trusting me with that role. Like, that's not something to be taken lightly. And my offensive coordinator, Coach Walter Sy, you know, credit to him, man. He does a great job week in and week out preparing me and, you know, watching film and taking notes, installing new things. So, you know, honestly, as long as we just continue to stick with our plan and be confident, play Bear football, we'll be just fine.
I think your journey, you know, obviously your college journey has been so fascinating. But just this season specifically, I mean, you come in the Shadron State game, but you get your first start as a Bear on the road, not too far away in Fort Collins against an FBS opponent that was, you know, in a bowl game last year. They were one game away from getting to their conference championship game. And it was a pretty packed house that day. And so what was that moment? I know you've been in some big moments, but what was that like, you know, getting the keys handed over to you in a game like that?
Yeah, great question. I mean, it was awesome. I remember after the game, you know, it was a heartbreaking loss, but, you know, my coaches sent me a picture, and the last stats that they had of me was of my junior college season. And, you know, coming out of the tunnel before, you know, as they ran onto the field and we ran onto the field, it kind of hit me. Like, I was just in junior college last year, and now I'm getting my first start against an FBS team. But also knowing that this is a moment to prove myself and to prove to our fans, to prove to, you know, the staff that I am who I say I am. You know, I'm a big-time player who shows up in big-time moments. And honestly, you know, credit to CSU. You know, they had a great environment, great team, great defense. But the only thing it comes down to is, you know, once that ball hits my hands, everything goes quiet, and it's about my progression, protecting the football and protecting the team.
Speaking of environments, the Kibbe Dome, talk to me about that, because watching that game, especially for the field goal kickers, it's like you're kicking it up against a wall. It's really, really an interesting layout there.
Yeah. I would say the domes are, you know, from South Dakota to Idaho, the domes are some of my favorite places to play. You know, there's nowhere for the noise to go. It's loud. You know, the prep all week is, like Coach Lamb said, you know, the players against his PA system. So it was an electric environment, definitely. You know, credit to Idaho. They have a great fan base. And I honestly enjoy those environments. They're so fun. You know, you get a little bit of chirping from the fans from right behind you as you're looking at the previous drive. But, you know, you just focus on what's important, and the rest will take care of itself.
You guys definitely focused on what was important. You put up 49 points, man. I mean, I don't remember. I'm seriously trying to dig it up. I don't remember the last time I've seen the Bears put up that many points. I don't remember the last time a team, you know, beat a ranked opponent like this in Idaho. There's a lot of firsts, man, and it's really cool to see, and you're such a monster part of that.
Right. Well, you know, everyone, you know, sees the Gibson Jr. and thinks it's the Gibson Jr. air raid show, but let me tell you, I'd be nothing without, you know, my coaching staff, my offensive line. They do a great job week in and week out. You know, just awesome with picking up blitzes and giving me time to deliver. You know, running backs are also part of that in the pass pro, and our running backs, tight ends, and receivers, I mean, they do a great job of catching the ball, getting vertical, making plays. So, you know, I honestly wouldn't be anything without those guys. I'm super appreciative of them. But there's also shows of, you know, the amount of time that we spent building our chemistry together in the off season. And as soon as I was named the starter, I mean, the guys just kind of, you know, rallied around me, and we started to build our connection, and we knew this was going to be something special.
What is the relationship like with you and Peter Castelli at this point? Because that's obviously tough on him, too. He goes down, he's looking forward to a great season, and then he goes down so early, and then you take over, and you're doing phenomenal. What has that been like for both of you guys?
Right, yeah, I mean, the moment that he went down, you know, I was hurt for him. You know, he was playing a really good game. But, you know, opportunities, sometimes they don't go away. They go to other people, but Peter's a great quarterback, like I said. I mean, the competition from spring all the way to fall was great. Like, we both got better. You know, we pushed each other. And he's a great quarterback and an even better person. You know, one funny story, we played Idaho State, and Pete was like, man, that was a great ball that you threw on one of our plays. And I was like, dude, like, you know, seeing all the clips from the spring or the previous year of you throwing that ball against that coverage, like, how could I miss that? You know, so we both kind of laughed, but it was a great story.
What's it like? I mean, you got a lot of weapons, man, getting Braden Monroe back from injury, Carver Cheeks has been phenomenal all season. You got a good list there, but those two dudes were playing at a high caliber level last weekend.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, our receivers, I mean, they are great. Like I said, they will go and take the ball out of the air. You know, but having Braden Monroe back was huge for us. You know, he's a huge piece of our receiver core. And Carver Cheeks is Carver Cheeks. You know, that explains itself. But, yeah, I mean, just super glad to have these guys. And, you know, honestly, we played a pretty good game. But the main thing that the coaches told us and that we reciprocated to each other as players this week was, how can we build on that? Like, last week was good, but how can we build on that? You know, just – everyone sees the game and sees the score, but, you know, we come back and watch the film, and there's so many things that we can improve on, and we probably could have put up a lot more points. So just focusing on refining the details, that's been the main motto this week.
You guys are – I don't know if you're doing social media. I'm sure there are guys that do the social media stuff. I know Coach Lamb has an X account, but I don't think he's ever done anything on it. So I'm always telling him the stuff, like, hey, here's this, you're first to do this, blah, blah, blah. Do you guys talk about – you know, receiving votes in the top 25, beat, you know, obviously you beat Idaho, as you're talking about that, but the, what it means to this community, maybe the biggest win in the FCS era for UNC. Do you guys talk about any of that stuff, or is it just like this quietly understood thing?
We see it, but at the end of the day, it's, in my opinion, you know, it's kind of rat poison. You know, the mountaintop is where it's slippiest at, you know, so you think you're riding on this high horse, that's when you get knocked off. You know, we see it, we understand it means a lot to our fans, but I'm sure just like they do, we want more. Yesterday, before we started practice, like, you know, I told the team, hey, look, we've been hearing all weekend, you know, don't get complacent, and it's one win, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, this team is hungry. You know, we see all the social media stuff. We're just focused on going 1-0 every week. We know how much that means to our team, to our coaches. We know how much it means to our fans and to the people of Greeley. And, you know, we just want to go 1-0 every week.
Talk to me a little bit about what you've seen, because you've been on different teams, different college teams, obviously, in your background. What is the culture like? Because we all hear the stuff from Coach Lamb, and we've talked to several players off and on over the years. But, I mean, you could really feel a culture change, you know, over the course of the last 3 years since Ed Lamb has been the head coach. But what have you seen when you first arrived here in Greeley?
Right. I mean, when I first arrived here, the culture was definitely different. You know, we've shifted from, and I've asked guys, you know, like when I was new in the system, like, hey, what was the culture here like last year? What were things like? And, you know, sometimes it was just players not holding players accountable. And as the spring went on and summer went on and fall went on, this team slowly became a player-led team to where, you know, if we see someone out of line or, you know, if I'm expecting you to be somewhere in your route or, you know, if the receiver is expecting a certain kind of ball, like, we call each other out on it. Like, there's no shame in our game. We're not doing it to demean or bring anybody down. But we know the level that we want to play at. So this is definitely, it's been a culture shift. It's a player-led team. We are not afraid to get on each other because we know what level of greatness we want to achieve.
It seems like from what I've heard and seen, it's just a selfless group, and that is hard to do because we are in this day and age, especially in college sports, where it's guys want to get theirs. You know, they want to get their numbers so they can do whatever, have a bigger future. But I'm hearing the story of you saying, how can I be a better number two quarterback? I see the running backs, man. I see on any given Saturday, it could be Brandon Johnson. It could be Matthias Pryor. Any one of these guys could have multiple carries, but it's so spread out, and you don't hear a lot of complaining. It just seems like you're all a selfless bunch of dudes with one common goal.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's the best way that you could put it, honestly. You know, we understand that each week, you know, someone else could eat, you know, and each week, you know, this player may have this amount of yards and catches. And, you know, honestly, the main thing that, like, our team has as a mindset is just move the football. You know, if this guy goes down and has, you know, a 100-yard drive or, you know, a 100-yard run or a 100-yard catch, what matters most is moving the football, you know. So there are times in the game that, you know, we had a big pass that led up to a touchdown. And, you know, the stats, they don't really mean anything. You know, as long as we put points on the board and we win, that's all that matters. This is definitely a very selfless group.
We're talking to Eric Gibson Jr., quarterback for the UNC Bears. The Bears are 3-3. Like we said, receiving votes in the top 25, going up against Sac State this weekend. And from what I'm seeing of this team on their offensive side of the ball, they're running like crazy. They are running the ball. They're going to try to control that clock. So obviously, we know what kind of pressure that puts on the offensive side of the ball to take advantage of those opportunities when you get them.
Right. Yeah, I agree. You know, they have a great athlete at quarterback. You know, their offense is really good. Defense is strong as well. So offensively, we just have to get out to an early start, and we just have to play our game, right? We've been coached on what to do, how to do it. So, and we have to be fast. Offensively, we have to be fast. You know, knowing that Sac State is their homecoming, and, you know, we just put up a lot of points, and, you know, they may try to limit the offense, but what matters most is just playing UNC Bear football, right? Just protecting the football, moving the ball down the field, scoring points. So
7:00, ESPN Plus. I am so pumped for this game. I believe it's the Big Sky Conference game of the week, too. I went to UNC, and I my freshman year was the first year that they were making that transition to FCS, Division I FCS, and here we sit, 2025, and finally it feels like we're starting to see some movement. And so, dude, thank you for just being a hell of a young football, or a hell of a young man, great football player, and just love your attitude. Love all the stories surrounding you, man. We wish you the best of luck this weekend, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me today. Go Bears and God bless.
Hey, let's do it again, Eric. I would love to get you on the show again because I know we're gonna be talking about big games down the road too.
Yes, sir. I foresee that in the future as well. Let's do it.
All right, man. Eric Gibson Jr., quarterback for the UNC Bears. I got a mission in front of me. We're not focused on the socials. We're not focused on beating Idaho. Well, it was cool. We're not talking about it. Like, doesn't he just sound like he's in that? And I mean this in the most positive way, but he is robotic. He is fixated on achieving greatness at UNC.
Sounds like he's going, oh, that was a fun win. Who's next?
Yeah. Well, that's what you want, right? Coach Lamb talked to this team after the CSU game. It's like, hey, you guys won on the internet. Everybody's saying you won. Michael, on the whole show, that Star Wars guy, he's saying you won. Is that what we want? Is that what we're satisfied with? Everybody says we won. Doggone it, those Bears deserve the win. Or do we take that and get pissed off and go out and win the next game? Or compete in the next game? And I tell you, they lost South Dakota the next week. But they were supposed to get blown out. They force overtime in that game. Had a real, real chance to win that. Couldn't punch it in with several opportunities on the 1 yard line. But then they take on Houston Christian. They go to overtime there. They win this time. They battled back against Idaho State. And then they, did you just do that thing?
What?
The stupid thing that you do? I'm so glad we're done seeing Idaho State and Idaho. That way we don't ever have to do this again.
I just want to let you know, I was just saying it off the air.
I heard you through the glass.
I wouldn't have to say, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mike, you've produced games for UNC. And I'm just going to say it, you've been bored to tears and frustrated with that fact. That's part of your job over the years.
Yeah, just sitting there on a Saturday morning listening to them lose. That was not fun.
There was
many
a lot
years
of, that.
Of not winning.
It's amazing how this culture changed. Tanner just texted and said, I heard that from my office, your stupid little Idaho thing.
I have my door open.
Yeah, it was loud. So don't act like I'm being a jerk for calling it out. It was loud and distracted me. So well done. But dude, this is a phenomenal story in the area. And I mean, if they beat Sacramento State and they get ranked, then they're going to get statewide attention. I gave Ed Lamb a hard time because he was like 2 minutes late for the podcast. I was like, oh, you guys 3-3. Receiving votes in the top 25, and suddenly we can't be on time for a podcast. I've been late several times. I usually am the one that's texting, like, I'm almost there when I'm parked, not when I'm driving, because I pull over to do that. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It's a lot of fun to watch this team, and you hear it in these dudes. I had Hank Gibbs on a couple weeks ago, Mike, and same kind of stuff. Like, that's neat that you're complimenting me on a touchdown, but I don't care. It's about the mission. And this team, if they beat Sacramento State, there's a good chance that they're going to be ranked. If they beat Sacramento State, it will be the first time that they have won 4 games since 2016. That is really exciting to see how... It's exciting to see potentially how far this team can go.
I just cried a little bit.
Did you?
I did. Just remembering all those years of them not winning a lot of games, showing up for work on a Saturday, hoping that this would be a win, and then hearing the other team score first.
Yeah, there was a lot of that was going on. And now, we're hoping.
And then there were those few games where you were like, oh, it's a close one, and then just a little wide right. A little wide right that we...
Yeah. Good job.
There were a few. And then there was the one against Wyoming where they could have won that one, but then just unfortunately in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was a crazy. I remember that game. There were the moments where you kind of felt like there might be a turn coming, but it didn't last very long.
Yeah, that fourth quarter meltdown. Wyoming just proved, hey, we have some more resources than you.
Yeah, 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.